Okay, Sean Gallagher, congratulations. A great success.
It is. It's good to get over the line, as I say. We would talk about the next week if we had to, but it was good to get it wrapped up today.
Yeah, looking back over the season, I mean, Drumkeen didn't slip up at all. 7 games played, 7 victories. You couldn't ask for more than that.
Definitely not. Now, as I say, we had a couple of hairy moments along the way now, especially down Gidor, against Gidor Celtic now, and home to Letterkenny. And Keju was another game that we got through unscathed, but thankfully we got out yet, so we'll be looking now for 8 out of 8 against one of ye.
Yeah, and that game's next Saturday, and it'd be nice to round it off with another one.
It will, definitely. 8 out of 8, and then 3 other trophies to go for the end, so.
Yeah. Well, just looking at that game today, in fairness to Gidor United, they didn't sit back, didn't make things easy for you.
No, it was a scrappy enough game, as I say. We made it hard for ourselves to say we were missing our 2 top goal scorers. When you take that out of the team, it's, you know, I would say we could have made it more comfortable. As I say, we're missing the 2 strikers, and that was a big loss, I would say, today. But the other boys stood up and scored 3 goals, so you can't ask for much more.
Took a wee while to get going as well, Sean, and I suppose that wasn't helped by the fact that it's been so long since you played your last game.
No, as I say, it was scrappy, and we had a change. We changed formations, and we changed players, and players had to play out of position, but fair play to them. They stood up, and they done the job.
And the 2 goals towards the end of the second half rounded off what's been a good day.
It was 2 substitutions, so I'll have to take the credit for that. So, as I say, Connor came on and Michael came on. The 2 of them was disappointed that they weren't starting, but as I say, I always tell them they trust me, and I brought them on and they scored. And Connor came on down in Gidor Celtic too and scored the winner. So, you know, he'll not like me telling him he's a super sub, but he'll be looking to start. But he does the job when he comes on.
Yeah, so the 3-0 victory, that's enough to clinch the title. And that's the first league title at youth level, Sean, for this club for a long number of years.
And as I say, there are photos down there in the clubhouse. I think it's, I know I played against the team, so it's 14 years, I think. And so as I say, it's a long time since that. And as I say, even a couple of years there, we're struggling to get teams out for the youth league. But say, we have a strong squad here. I think that's what definitely has got us over the line. Yeah. Strong squad.
And there's a lot of work being done at underage level at this club. And it's the same case with so many clubs across the county. But, I mean, you can see, even when you're driving past here the hot evening, there's players out, young fellas, young boys and girls out playing football. That's great to see.
And as I say, and as I said in another interview, the AstroTurf is making a massive help. It's making a big difference now. See, we're able to train when other teams can't train. We have the facilities to say, the training pitch can only take so much abuse, but as I say, boys are able to come 2 nights and train, and that was a big help. And I say it'll be good now if the young fellas going forward that, yeah, you know, who wants to be running through the muck, you know, in January? But say the facility's there for the young fellas, so. And I suppose that's testament to Tom Bonner, he's seen that, so.
Yeah, and good people around the club as well, Sean.
Definitely, as I say, I played here, Chairman, you don't appreciate what goes on behind the scenes. As I say, you turn up on a Sunday and you have your gear, and you don't care what goes on or how people get that gear, but see, now when you're involved in management, you can see that, and you go to the committee meetings and you can see the work.